As far as our techniques are concerned, they sound very simple, very easy, and yet they are very profound. Therefore, let me delineate what Himalayan tradition and its teachings stand for. Himalayan tradition stands for love all and hate none, embrace all and exclude none, number one. As far as its values are concerned, the tradition of the Himalayan sages believes in loving all and hating none, embracing all and excluding none. That is one. Second, we do not believe in man-made religion. We believe in God-made religion. Religion of God is very simple, and practice of religion made by God is also very simple. God created, higher reality created this world, and he or she created it with full love, with full compassion, with full sincerity, with great passion. And once this world was created, same divine being, absolute divine being, deposited his or her love, compassion, an entire passion in this world which he created. According to our tradition, therefore, practicing dharma, practicing religion of God means to love this world just as God loves this world. To serve this world just as the sun serves this world, the moon serves this world, the wind serves this world, the clouds serve this world. Do not harm, do not damage this wonderful world that the Lord Almighty created just for us, just for our own healing and empowerment, transformation, bhoga and apavarga. This whole world, this particular phenomena that I'm talking to you, directly comes from Yoga Sutra, Chapter 2, Sutra 18. Bhoga apavarga artham drishyam. This whole objective world that is at our disposal has twofold purpose, and that is it serves as source for our all pleasure, enjoyment, and fulfillment, as well as freedom. And all that which we need to experience fulfillment and freedom is deposited right in this world. The religion which is most important religion to practice today, therefore, is that we recognize that this world is beautiful. Why? Because it is created by the beautiful one. This world is joyful. Why? Because it is created by the one which is an embodiment of bliss and joy. This world is full of freedom because it is created by the absolutely free one, so that his children can attain freedom here and now while living in this world. The most non-religious activity that we can ever do is harm and hurt the natural world. And we must also remember another word in the same very sutra 218, that is bhutendriyatmakam. That this world is made of two things. This world that is that we see the so-called objective world as well as our own body, mind, and senses. So we are an integral part of this world. This world is an integral part of us. That the experience of fulfillment and the experience of freedom lies in both corners of this world. The world that is outside us and the world that constitutes our being, constitutes our body, senses, and mind. There is a great joy, great experience of joy and fulfillment right here in our body, senses, and mind. And great deal of freedom here, right here in our own body, senses, and mind. It is important that we discover that. If so far we have not discovered that, then our religion demands that you must not harm and hurt your body, senses, and mind, as well as the world outside you. Because this body was not created by you. Your senses were not created by you. Your mind were not created by you. But rather, this wonderful structure called body, mind, and senses were put together for you by this almighty divine being for a very good reason. And reason is to help you find your fulfillment and to help you find your freedom while you are alive in this body. Therefore, the religion of Himalayan tradition promotes very unique idea of worship. That is, take care of your body, senses, and mind, and the world outside you. And never, never harm and hurt and damage your body, mind, and senses, and the world outside you. This is the way to worship God. Anything more than that is just perfectly all right as long as you have fulfilled your basic religious, ethical, moral, and spiritual duty of taking care of your body, mind, and senses, as well as the world that is just in your vicinity. Thereafter, everything is just fine. Once you become kind and gentle and loving to yourself and your surrounding, automatically this actual practice of active practice of love, kindness, and compassion that you render to yourself automatically will give you great wisdom and knowledge as to what else to be done out there. And in fact, this is what our tradition believes. Our tradition is convinced that once you have completed your basic practice of the universal religion of seeing your body, mind, senses, and this wonderful world as a gift to you from the higher reality, then automatically you will become perfectly fit to practice any religion, any form of spirituality most successfully, and you will never get lost. Religions such as Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, all these religions will begin to make so much sense to you. But if you are unhealthy in your body, confused in your mind, scattered in terms of your senses, and disorganized in terms of your family and social environment, definitely you will have very little time and energy and wisdom to see what is so good and great in Hinduism, Christianity, Islam, or anywhere else. A person with confused mind is bound to, you know, fail in terms of any practice of any religion. That is why the founder of the Himalayan Institute, Swami Rama, used to say that a confused mind is not fit to follow any path. Therefore, in order to summarize that, how do you look at yourself? How do you treat your own body, mind, and senses, as well as the world outside you? There is one simple phrase ahimsa. Do not harm. That is our dharma. That is our religion. The religion of the Himalayan Institute is summarized in one word. Ahimsa. Non-violence. Non-harming. Non-hurting. Non-injuring. Non-damaging. Do not hurt yourself. Do not hurt others. Do not harm your body, mind, and senses. Do not harm the sources of nourishment, the world outside you. This is a passive way of saying what not to do. But how do you put this ahimsa into practice? Way to put ahimsa, non-violence, into practice requires that you proactively do something. How do you proactively practice non-harming? Well, by extending your love and compassion to yourself and to others. When you see that physically you are not healthy, when you see that physically you are in pain, please have mercy on yourself. Don't just keep ignoring your own health and well-being. Don't keep ignoring the needs and demands of your own senses and mind. Don't keep ignoring your day-to-day duties in terms of your own family and society. Actively do something. And it is because of this practical reason of practicing compassion in daily life and having its impact being felt, you know, in our, on our body, mind, and senses, on our thought, speech, and action, our tradition designed very unique method of doing something. What is that? Asana, for example. By practicing asana, you are extending your love and compassion to yourself. What kind of impact it has? It will stop you by practicing asana, pranayama, bandhas, and mudras, and concentration, meditation every day. First thing what we will do, you will stop hurting and harming yourself. You will start healing that which has already been damaged and hurt and harmed. That is how you bring your practice of non-violence into practice. By being first loving and kind to yourself. The more loving and kind you are to yourself, automatically you will have a natural inclination to be loving and kind to others. And the moment you become loving and kind to yourself and loving and kind to others, automatically the world around you will become a wonderful place. People will begin to love you. People will appreciate you. You will no longer be treated as a source of threat to anybody. Nobody will be threatened by you, and you will be not threatened by anybody else. Automatically there will be a peaceful, wonderful, joyful, happy atmosphere outside you. And as soon as there is a happy, peaceful atmosphere outside you, it becomes easier for you to express and communicate what you have inside. There is a greater degree of willingness among the people and the world outside you to listen to you and understand you. Suddenly you will find yourself in such a wonderful, joyful state that you were understood by others. There is a great deal of pain in us by realizing that we are not being understood by others, and especially by those who you love very much or those who claim to love you very much. Not being recognized by those who are very near and dear to you is a very painful thing. And when you do not recognize, when you do not acknowledge the presence of, or the love and the kindness of those who are very near and dear to you, they also feel very much hurt. That's when the tussle begins. And therefore, just by practicing asana, pranayama, bandhas, and mudras, Concentration and meditation, and especially meditation with mantra, automatically you begin to see yourself as a wonderful person. You begin to see your own body as a source of joy and a source of freedom. So ahimsa paramo dharma, therefore in our tradition we believe in one dharma in terms of its practice, ahimsa, non-violence, which is another name for compassion.